Scenes from My Autobiography, written and read by Ronnie Corbett. While writing my autobiography, I have discovered just how good I am at remembering things. Well, I've always known it, actually, ever since I ran away from home at the age of 9, joined the circus, and got a job reminding the elephants. Or was it the sea lions? The trouble is, I'm not so good at chronology. In fact, I failed it at O-level 3 times. I can't remember in which order. Obviously, if I'd known when I was young that I was going to write my autobiography, I would have lived my life differently. I would have organized my career into neat chapters, and I would have met my friends in alphabetical order. The dramas of my life would have been spaced out evenly. Unfortunately, it has not been as tidy as that. Things overlap. Events occur at inconvenient times. So to get over this chronology problem, or at least to distract you from it, I have included some passages on themes, such as golf and pantomime. And this means that when you get halfway through the story, you may discover that suddenly I am 12 years old again, which can be quite a shock, particularly for me. So here it is, my autobiography. Well, of course, it's my autobiography. Let's face it, I'm not likely to write Madonna's autobiography, am I? I hardly know the woman. I was born in the Simpson Memorial Hospital in Edinburgh, in Loddesdon Place, opposite the fire station.